Shmar Cheshvan, Sunday the 26th of October, Rabbi Michael Scharf, Schmitter. How does it affect us? This week's Horaway has been sponsored by Family Goldberg, Lichvod Simchas Bar Mitzvah Shel Shmuel Yitzhak Menachem Goldberg. Which was yesterday. Sorry.
Winter to everyone, and this year is especially Shnat HaShmita. It's not only Shmita in Eretz Yisrael. I think everybody took some contribution, maybe financially, morally, whatever it is, before the Shmita, so everybody felt part of the Chiduk in Yom Shmita. We're going to discuss what is actually Nogia to us. It's not only what we support and contribute to others. It's actually what Nogia to us. In order to understand what is Nogia to us here, especially in England, I think we're going to bring up a few points of the Hilchos Shmita to understand what is the Halachos of Shmita and its Royal Naha, then the flow and the come to us. The first thing is, Shmita Bizman Hazeh, if it's a Deoraisa or the Rabbanon, I don't know if any speaker have already spoken about it, but we're going to speak in short. It's a very big machlokes between the Rishonim, if it's a Negea, if it's a Deoraisa or the Rabbanon. The difference if it's Deoraisa or the Rabbanon, it's only for Shailas, Sveikas, is the Eid. Legabe the Halochas himself is no different as such, because both of them are also. The only difference will be in Gewisse Sveikas, Meloche, some type of work, what you're entitled to do, and so on. Most of the Poskim learn as today is the Oraise. In the Kesef Mishnah himself, either Machluk is Achonim, to learn the Kesef Mishnah in various places, and what is the Shittas of Rambam, if it's the Raisa or the Rabbonon. However, most of the Rishonim will learn it's the Raisa, some will go on to as the Rabbonon. The Tor in Shin Lamed Aleph in Yerideh brings us the Rabbonon, and so the Bes Yosef in Yerideh brings himself that it's the Rabbonon. This is just a general rule without going into all the insight how we learn it. What is Shmita, when we're talking about Shmita, we all know the Halacha, the Torah said we need to be mafkir, the field, not to do any work, and so on. So this is all the Halachas, which someone has a field in Eretz Yisrael, you need to be mafkir, the field, and not to do any melochas, any work in the field. The Shaila is, if two things, if someone do make some work, what the status of the Peres Yerokas, what the status has. And if you let the Peres and Yerokas, vegetable and so on, to grow, what the status of the things are. What is Negea to us for the next couple of months is only Yerokas, vegetable which are grown, and there is another status to it, which is called Svichin. Yerokas is things which grow vegetables, rather than things which grow in the tree like peres. Svichin is be'emes, it's things which grow by itself. For example, yerokas, if you dropped a carrot once you harvest your carrots or any type of vegetable, then it will grow, vegetable will grow by itself. Vegetable doesn't take very long to grow, between 4 to 8 weeks, depending on the type of thing. Obviously, some others will take longer. If we're taking, for example, like cabbage, or we're taking icebergs, lettuce, all this type of, will take a couple of weeks to grow. So if it grow by itself, svichin, that's what we call svichin, vegetable which really grows by itself, Chazal had made a gzeire to ask that all yerokas mipnei svichin. Why? Because it used to be the some people who used to go and used to sow the field and say, this will grow by himself. it came by himself. So really the Isur is to go and to sow. But they made a Ramos, they went by night or whatever, and they said, dirt has grown by himself, we should be mutter. So Chazal made the Gzer and the Aset and all the type of Svichin and Hirokas, everything is also. So really anything which grown in a Yiddish field in the Shnat HaShmita of Hirokas, what we call Svichin to generalize, either they went and saw it themselves, or it grown by himself, they all also. Now, there is the halacha of Nishmar v'Nevad. Nishmar v'Nevad, it is someone actually made a melocha. He went and he worked in the field. So Chazal said that this Yerokas, or even Peres, Peres is a, maybe different halacha, so I'll compare it to Yerokas, it's a farana, this Yerokas became also. In certain Rishonim, they actually use the term of Muktze. Those Peres and Yerokas, this Yerokas especially, became also not allowed to eat it. These two things, Nishma and Nevad. Nishma, we all know that by the Hilche Shmita, you need to be mafkir the field. So, although you didn't make any melochas, any work, but you did not allow anybody to come in, you close your field, and you are over of the hefke, mafkir the field. That's what you call the Nishma. You kept it in your own possession. It's also. Nevad is different. If you went to make some work in it, it's also. Even if you are mafkir the field, and you allowed anyone to come in, but you did some work in it, it's also. So these two terminology, one is Nishma and one is Nevad, but they are two different, and they are not totally one with the other. A person can be mafkir the field, yeah, and however, make some work, he's also, or vice versa. He doesn't do any work, and he's not mafkir, he's also. This is all in Eretz Yisrael. The second thing that we all know, that there is a halacha from Yivul Nochi. And we're going to go straight to Kedit to understand what is Nogea to us. In Eretz Yisrael, how do they live? They can't have any Yerokas. If anybody was worked or was not mafkir the field, where any Yerokas anyway is also, like we said, becoming Pnexera, you can't even make Oitzer Bezdin or nothing. Only about Peres you can make Oitzer Bezdin. Maybe we'll come to Peres if we have a bit of time. So the option was to use from Goy Shefeld. A Goy who has a field, he doesn't have a Dine Torah himself, and grow his own vegetable, one really should be able to buy vegetable from him. However, this was told in a major machlokes going back only almost 500 years ago by the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. If the peiros from a goy, which grow in the own field, have a din of kedushas shviis, Chazal can't make an isur of his own properties on thing which grow, because he doesn't have a chiyuv, he doesn't have a din of shmit to be mafkir, he doesn't have a issue to work in the field. However, since this has grown in Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, what the shaila is, if it does have the halacha of kedusha shvis. So the difference will be, if someone goes, you're allowed to buy from a goy, however, you need to be noyeg din kedusha shvis. There are a lot of halachas in it, how to eat it, not to throw it to the leftovers. The way and the manner of to eat it also makes a bigger difference. According to the Beis Yosef, there was no din of kedusha shvis from Ba'agoy, and according to the Mabit, although you're allowed to eat it, there's no issue of Nishma v'Nevad, there's no issue of the gzere of Svichin, which Chazal, because a goy doesn't have a halacha. But however, kedusha shvis is still had. So this was up in the huge machlokes with a lot of gedolei haposkim at the time. And Afafiken, even though it's still the Rabbonon, it's still Isur the Rabbonon, if it is. And like I said before, if it is the Rabbonon or not, it's a big machlokes. Now, during the history, the generation, there was various minhogim, and the minig of Yerushalayim, I think everybody knows, minig of Yerushalayim was always that Yivul Nochi, what we call this Yivul Nochi, it means that it's grown in definite field which belong to the Goyim, you are not, you do not need to be Noe Kedusha Shvi'it at all. It's poshut chulin, like it's grown here in Chutz Loret. Posik event in Minig Yerushalayim, however, like the Bes Yosef, and according to Chazonish and on the Poskim, they are loche, they focus that even Yivunochi, you still need to be noed the Kedushas Shvi'is of even things which have grown Bishel Goy 100%. Now, this is on again for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, when they go to shop, depending if they shop in Yerushalayim, they have, or the Badal Tzechshel, for example, they know Yivunochi is a mutter. They don't, if they follow the psak of the Minig Yerushalayim, they don't need to be to be careful of Kedusha Shvi'it. If they follow the Minig according to Chazon Ish, they do. What we have here in Chutz La'aretz, it's nothing to do with in this sense in Kedusha Shvi'it, because in Chutz La'aretz, what we receive is everything, or almost everything, it's probably impossible to know to the little details, but most of the Yerokes, Peres and Yerokes, which are exported from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, especially during the year of Shemitah, is all grown by Jewish-owned field. And especially in the Shemitah, that all those growers don't have customers in Eretz Yisrael, because Baruch Hashem, the amount of the Shomri Shvi'is today in Eretz Yisrael growing every Shemitah, so automatically the people who do not keep Shemitah, they don't have what to do with the Peres and Yerokes. They don't have their own market. So if all the 6 years they manage to share between a chelek to sell in Eretz Yisrael and the other part to export to Chutz La'aretz, in the area of Shemitah, they do not have those customers. Fortunately, there's still some people who are not Shomri Shvi'it in Eretz Yisrael, but definitely much, much less, and therefore they need to find a market for that. England have for many years been a target of importing Israeli goods for practical reason is quality. They were going for top quality and prepared to pay the price. And also, as we know, England do not have the facility to grow all those type of vegetables. So anyway, they need to import, if it's from Holland, from Spain, from Germany, or wherever it is. So they imported a lot from Eretz Yisrael. So what it is during all the 6 years, we can make tomosumaisers. Obviously, we have on Paris, we have an issue of Orle, and so on, but we're talking about vegetable, the Iker is Trumas Umaises. In Shemitah, we have a different problem. It's not a question of Trumas Umaises. If it has grown in a field which belongs to a Yid, it's Nishma Veneva, and it's also, and this happened from the first day after Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, probably by Monday, we had ready vegetable came in freshly from Eretz Yisrael, which was cut, prepared in, for example, on Sunday. We made those yerokes, although they grown before, because there was Nishma Venevad on Schmidt already, is Bebash still also. And this is what comes in and will come in through the year in England. What is important to understand, how do this vegetable arrive to the final customers? The chain. The growers, the farmers in Eretz Yisrael, they will cut, prepare the vegetable in boxes, bigger bin. It makes a difference if it comes in small box or bigger bin, but we're not going to into it. This is according to various different halakha, if we can be soymech or sofek or not, but it's a different topic. They are not sent directly to Tesco, Marks Spencer's, we know, the final distributor. Most of them I send to what they called sorting houses. Sorting houses are various importers here in the UK, and which they buy a lot of vegetables from all around, fruit, vegetable, and then they will pack the vegetable, for example, if you're taking peppers, for example, they will buy in boxes. They will sort the size, the quality, the color of the incoming goods, and they will then pack in 2, 3 pack, 5 pack in a netting, in a plastic, whatever it is. So, for example, if they are to pack now peppers, and they want a 3-color pack, red, yellow, and green, and the Israeli is red, green is come from Holland, and the yellow from Spain, they will take all the 3 arrival, and they will make sure, okay, A, B, and C, they put it through a machine, and they know which one is coming. Now, the work of the sorting house is basically to make sure to get the correct color, the correct size, according to the final customer. So the first thing to understand is, when we're going to buy this finished packet in a Tesco, which actually comes from the sorting house, because Tesco don't actually do it, I'm going to come to a loose single item in a minute, but in the packet, for example, we are relying on the sorting houses. So it is important to make sure that the sorting houses understand the issue that we have about Schmitter, and they keep the traceability properly. This is a work that we have done quite a lot last Schmitter, and Baruch Hashem this year as well, working with various sorting houses to ensure that they have a computer system, they have traceability. Baruch Hashem today, traceability is something which is demanded from government in a sense. I'm not saying it's 100% legislation which will fine a company who don't do that. No, it's not mamish to this point. However, it's driven by customer requirement. It makes a huge difference if it's a government requirement or customer driven. The customer wants to know where the goods are coming from, so the shops, which then a requirement from the sorting houses, to make sure that they actually log everything properly. We have been working with them, and Baruch Hashem, so far, I'm saying on the pre-packed things which is done by them, they keep proper traceability, and one can easily find a packet of peppers with 3 peppers inside. 2 of them will be Spain and Dutch, and then one of them will be Israeli. And they will tell you clearly the color red is actually from this and this country. So this is the first thing which we need to act and to make sure that in order that the pre-packed product, they do not are not mixed, are properly traced. What actually happened is the leftovers or the single item, when you start sorting, you're always left with either slightly damaged or what they call seconds, or if, for example, the shop wants actually to have loose peppers, then the company will then put on the boxes, or today even more, boxes are not allowed in the supermarket, you will see they all work with crate, plastic crate. The company, the sorting houses, will put a label on it saying the country of origin where the product comes. And this is where the issues start in the supermarket. Because there's no direct control on the supermarket. Although I must say that locally, in the areas, we try to work very much. Rabbi Greenberg from Munch have done quite a bit of work to try that, to make sure that the supermarket managers understand the issues and try to keep to the rules. However, it all depends on the people on the feeding and filling the shelf to make sure that he changed the note which they have control of origin, which does happen, sometimes they forget and so on. So this is a little bit tricky, it's a bit difficult, but this is the issues that when we have with single or seconds. Seconds is also, because the seconds then are not repacking the original boxes. So one don't know when you get a box of Spanish, sometimes you'll find a box of tomatoes with pepper inside. And the reason, because it's seconds, they just reuse the boxes. And then these boxes are sent out to the to customers, to shop, with a label, saying where it's coming from. This is one of the issues that we're trying to work very hard with the packing houses to make sure that the packing houses try to have full traceability as much as they can, and to be able to pass on the traceability to their customers in the final. Nevertheless, there is definitely some import directly from the consumer. For example, Tesco, Marks Spencer can contract various goods to come directly from Eretz-Yisrael on a various occasion, on a various type of fruit, for example, which is not so much available. And this will come directly to them. Usually those products are pre-packed ready and they are labeled. This is the reason why one need to know and the vegetable, at least now, what are available on the market, which have a shalom kedusha shvi'it, and to be more vigilant when you go to a shopping, for example, and you know that, for example, sweet potatoes now, for example, will arrive from Eretz Yisrael, which is a problem of also, it's not a question of kedusha shvi'it, it's mamash also, like we said, then you go into Tesco to make sure that what do they say on the country of origin. Obviously, like we said, it is possible that the person stacking the shelf in a Tesco, I'm not using Tesco as Tesco, I know that maybe shopping in Tesco or anything, I'm just as an example of the on supermarket, or even general green grocer, ordering shop as well. You either need to rely on the shop that he does his job properly, and the question obviously will be, Misofek, can number one rely on those people that they are doing the job properly? So if we are talking about the chain supermarket, we definitely can rely on them. They are aware of the issue. They are aware of the issue not only from our point of view, but even from consumer-driven requirement. They know very well that the reason why all this veg, fruit and veg have a country of origin, because the customer is the one who requires. So really, part of the protocol is always to pass on and to change and to write exactly where the goods come from. Nevertheless, it happened that one has forgotten to change the note on such a thing. You can rely on them. The only issue which come along is in the smaller green grocers. The small green grocers, they are not on top of things. They have so many other things to do. They're one-man band, in a sense, with a worker, and they need to have everything in mind. It doesn't really make any difference to them. Because what's the difference? Where it's coming from? They are here to sell. If you need to be choishesh, and now not to buy from those people, is a debate, something which is not very clear, especially when you have a choice. When you have a choice between two places, one of them which you know he keeps cheshvan properly, he knows where the things are coming from and so on. So why should you go to someone which you know from the beginning that he may bring some goods which is also, and you cannot rely on him. So definitely if one has the option, you can. However, if you've been asked, you're walking in the street and you see a green grocer and you want to buy now a tomato, do you need to be choishes that it's coming from there? And the answer is no, you don't need. Because probably most of the tomatoes, peppers, or whatever the vegetable is, will not come dafke from Eretz Yisrael. So you can rely on maybe on the rov or the ruba maybe, which is actually not coming from there, coming from other places, so you can rely. But definitely, if you see a note, they're telling exactly where it's coming from, then most definitely you're not allowed to use it. If you see a note, no, you're not allowed. No, if you see clearly that the shop tell you this is country of origin, Israel, definitely you're not allowed to use it. Of course not. If it doesn't mention anything, then you can be soimach that of the rov with. A huge amount come from.
So maybe that's something okay. Which you shouldn't get.
Okay, so definitely there are certain things. There's still something, a survey that we're trying to do. It's very, very, very complicated to get the correct figure. And for example, one can imagine how many ton of peppers England require a day. I can calculation if we use one pepper a day, times 60 or whatever million people, where more or less. So you need 60 million units, for example. Can Eretz Yisrael supply such an amount? It's a survey that we are still trying. There is a cheshmet, you should know. They don't send out for nothing, just stuff. Nobody buys here just to throw out. There is a calculation. We are working with one body who is in charge of this, to try to work out the emets on various things, I personally find it very difficult to think that Edsel should be able to supply one day of goods that the UK needs. It's a very unlikely to think. But nevertheless, it definitely... Now, I'm going to touch a small topic on that. The question on it is, what, are you taking the whole UK together? England, a supermarket, or, for example, London. We know in London we have various two or three markets where they bring in all the goods, Spitalfields Market, a little bit in other markets, but mainly there. So are we going to take now the Spitalfields Market, for example, looking what is the good came in today? Today we have 80% of Israeli peppers, Israeli sweet potatoes, baby potatoes, and so on. Or you're taking what have come into the UK? It's something that probably is going to be a debate with no answer to that. It's very, very difficult. There are various opinions to that. So it's a very... But I think we're trying, first of all, to get the correct figures to see if there is such a situation ever that a single product is actually... have any time during the Shemitah can be robbed. What we had discovered last Shemitah, I think Be'ez Hashem just has been solved, is there is a legislation in Europe that, for example, if you're taking any product produced in any country in the world and you then repack it in a certain country, you can write produce off because there's been rework, what they call it, something has been done to it. So you buy loose peppers and you pack it in packet, you could really write even produce in UK. In the UK, we didn't find it. It was found in other countries. And they have changed. They don't write really produce. They started changing. Legislation was a bit more tight. And they started changing it to packed in those various countries. One of the countries was, the legislation was very vague and we couldn't do much. And they had a reason why they wanted to write, obviously, packed in their own country. Baruch Hashem, we managed with one of the biggest packing houses in this particular country, with one of the local authorities to work, and they have, in fact, stopped writing just packed, and they write in Shemitah last year, they wrote in Israeli. I can tell you even furthermore, what was fascinating is a lot of few companies, definitely, we had two companies in Tisol, which were exporting the goods to across to be packed, because the legislation allowed to write packed in wherever it is in this country, and then send it back to Tisol as an import. And this was, I'm not saying it was 100% official, not official, because it was an issue with duties, no duties. I don't want to go into all this. Fact is, it was actually something that was caught and was stopped. And this is not only in Shmiz. This is something which we need to be careful all around, because Orle and Thomas Meiser, some company who don't have a Hershey net is all, they actually export, and we find such a thing in oils, what they called in citrus oil, which in net is all, they produce a lot of citrus oil. It's a certain oil which comes out of the peel of the citrus fruit, and it's a very expensive item, very pure. They actually were sending it to other countries, which are also producers, repack it in your own containers, and export it back. So it's something which one needs to be quite vigilant in such a thing. I'm not saying a person mechuyev to go and now to look in all the dustbins, but it's something which we did discover actually in the dustbins. This is, so one, we know that buying a product from a Tisol is actually also, it's in the Chutz La'aretz, it's actually also, it's not just a Chumra, it's Mamish Meikar Adin is also, and one need to be very careful. Obviously, we're talking product with the Shemitah, and I've just been told now that there is a list, we came up with a list of various things which we know that are coming on, but apparently there's a proper list which one... can actually get, I don't think I'm not going to manage where and what, but yeah, it's available, the thing. One of the other things which is interesting to know, and one need to know what happened, why, what are we doing if one by mistake bought the Yerokas? And this is very important. If one went by mistake and come home and you realize you bought Yerokos from Eretz Yisrael. What do you do with it? So these two things. First of all, if it has not been cooked or something, you're not allowed to give it back to the shop. You need, why? Because they do Isur Schoire on Peres Shvi'is. So if you give it back, it's like you're selling it back. Somewhere one is saying that Lechatchile was Mekartos. It's not so simple if it's 100% Mekartos. According to the shop, definitely not. You should have seen what you have. So the best thing is to leave it outside to rot completely in a bag. Once it's rot and it's Nishro Lechatchile,
send it back.
To who? It's also. No, but the product, this product, even in that soil, you're not allowed to eat it. You cannot erode by you don't need to send it all the way. Now, so you give me. We'll continue. Yeah. Okay, then we'll stay here and we'll talk about it. Shkoya, sorry about
that. Just the Yankees are here, we've got a Shkoya distraction, but I also want to mention that on the Lel Shishi Thursday.